Welcome to the studio, Marcus.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
So, how did you get involved in distributing speakers?
Well, I've been a professional musician based in Tokyo for a number of years now, and I've played with a lot of speaker systems over the years. And as a keen networker and lover of sound, I naturally moved into that field.
So, what exactly does your work involve?
Pretty much everything to do with the whole process. The networking, searching out clients, pricing the product, finding and working with resellers especially is important. And of course, closing the sales, the most important thing.
So when you market your speakers in Japan, what is the biggest challenge that you face?
I think being a foreigner with a relatively new foreign product in a predominantly conservative market is always going to be a challenge, isn't it? We're competing against a huge, recognized Japanese company. You know, electronics companies.
Sure.
It's still a big challenge for a small fish in a big ocean. We're trying to present a high-end product, but price it competitively, which isn't always that easy. You know, increasing product awareness, opening new sales channels, getting clients to take a chance with a largely unknown product. That's a big challenge.
Sure. So, what approach do you take to sales in Japan?
I try and do business like the Japanese. Most of my clients are Japanese, so I try and speak Japanese, I try and mail in Japanese, and I have a PA who, for the more technical mails, she'll deal with that. You know, trying to gain the trust and be as reliable as possible. I think that's important, is that getting into the Japanese psyche. I think it's been a graveyard for many a foreign company. Come in with a price, with a great product, there it is, take it or leave it. Well, they're going to leave it, and I've been here 14 years, so that does help. You have to tune into the thinking.
Absolutely.
And nurture that relationship over several years, really, I think.
Right. Makes sense. So, when you sell your speakers in Hong Kong, do you have any particular difficulties in that environment?
Yeah, I think there are so many speaker products there and audio companies distributing there and the mainland, of course. Yeah, there are a number of difficulties. I guess one of them is that, well, recently at least, some companies will go to the mainland, get a relatively cheap, short-lasting speaker manufactured, put any brand name they want on it, and bring it back in, and they buy it for nothing, and charge three times the price of the manufacturing price. You know, and it's still half the price of mine.
Right, I see. Well, thank you for being with us today, Marcus. It's been nice talking with you.
My pleasure.
Questions. Number 26. What does Marcus say about doing business in Japan? Number 27. What is one difficulty Marcus experiences in Hong Kong?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.